What if the trial you're in right now is actually producing something greater in you than you even know? How would things change for you if years from now you knew you'd look back and realize that this is the season that made you stronger? That what you're going through is actually a turning point that helped you become the man or the woman that God designed for you to be? What if the reward on the other side was so much greater than the pain of the process? Because the more you go through, the more you can get through. You can do hard things. You have a choice. Will you quit? Throw in the towel? Or will you embrace it and ask God for wisdom and trust that He is working in you? Because those who persevere will be blessed. Those who stand the test will come out stronger. And those who love God will receive the crown of life. So keep going. Keep trusting. You can do hard things.
If you're not challenged by something, you'll never be changed by it. The road that challenges you is the one that changes you. Because hard things test your limits. You don't know how much you can do until you push yourself to do it. And hard things teach you discipline. And hard things build resilience in you. So you've got to be able to realize that the road that challenges me is the one that changes me, because it expands my limits, what I thought were my limits, and it teaches me discipline, and then it builds resilience on the inside of me.
Good is always ahead for the Christian. It is there, our thing is not in any way, shape, or form, we are defeated. That's not it. We will go through hard things, and we have to build, and we have to work, and we have to do the hard things. And you can do hard things. But on the other side of that, God is preparing something even better for us. Just because something terrible happens to you doesn't mean that God doesn't care, God doesn't love you. In fact, He may be just seeding something in your life right now that will grow into something more beautiful down the road that you can't see. Our job, our responsibility, our challenge is to trust Him in the middle of all of this. When hard things come, we start looking at all the pain we're going through and we forget that there's a larger story at play.
Some of you may be in a battle. And all God is asking of you is to not quit. The blessing is coming. Fight aggressively. Put God first in your life. Seek first His kingdom. Trust the process. Allow the pain to bring you gains. Transform your mind in the Word of God.
I'd like to submit to you that even though you've been through a lot of things that you wish you never had to go through, it was in those battles that God made you who you are today. It wasn't just the good times in your life that gave you the confidence that you currently have. Man, I wish I didn't walk through some of the battles that I've walked through, but here's what I know in hindsight, that God used those to develop me and to make me who He's called me to be. And here's what I discovered. The first few fights you go through, they may pick you. You didn't pick it. But in the midst of that fight, remember, the battle is making you. In the midst of that fight, you discover who your God is. You discover that greater is He that is in me than anything that I can face in this world.
Could the evil intended to harm you actually help you become the person God wants you to be? Yes. Someday, perhaps in this life, certainly in the next, you will tally up the crud of your life and write this sum: all good.
What if the problem is that we have a flawed perspective on suffering? See, we tend to view suffering as something to escape. We want to avoid pain at all costs. But James opens his letter with something shocking. He says, consider it pure joy. Pure joy when life is falling apart. James is saying something radical. Trials aren't obstacles to avoid. They're opportunities for growth. Think about it. If God's goal is to make us stronger and wiser and more like Him, then wouldn't it make sense that he allows us to go through things that shape us? And what if the trials that you're trying to escape are actually the tools that God is using to make you stronger? We tend to assume that because life is hard, God must not love us. But what if, because he loves us, he allows us to go through hard things? A good father doesn't shield his child from every difficulty. He allows challenges that will prepare them for what's ahead. A good coach pushes an athlete beyond their comfort zone. A good teacher doesn't give easy tests. They continue to challenge their students to grow. A good parent doesn't remove every obstacle, but teaches their child how to navigate them. Paul says it this way in Romans 5. We also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. True faith isn't proven in comfort, but how we respond when life is hard. And here's the thing, and I'll say it over and over and over again. The more we go through, the more we can get through. The more we go through, the more we can continue to get through. So instead of running from trials, what if we embrace them as part of God's process? Because again, here's the truth. You can do hard things. You can do hard things. You can do hard things. And when you do, you don't just survive. You grow. You become better. You become more and more like the person that God has designed you to be. A butterfly has to struggle out of the cocoon to develop strong wings. If someone cuts it out too soon, it never flies. A muscle has to be worked out and stretched in order to grow stronger. If you avoid the pain of training, you stay weak. A tree that faces storms develops deep roots, but a tree that grows in perfect conditions gets knocked over easily. God isn't just interested in momentary relief. He is shaping us. He is shaping you and shaping me so that we can become something greater.
Not all suffering is intended to hurt. Some suffering that comes into our life is actually intended for a greater and a bigger purpose. In order to be able to have spiritual grit, to have endurance and perseverance in life, you have to look beyond the pain of the moment to something bigger on the other side. If we spend all of our time in the pain, we miss the purpose behind the pain. And we find ourselves getting stuck. And that should be an encouragement to some of you, because you're like, that's why I went through some of the hard things in my life. I went through hard things to make me a stronger, more able person. If you grow and you learn and you become something different, if you trust the Lord for a better future and a more beautiful story for your life, then you will continue to grow. Failure is not the end. You have to push through failure and realize, man, failure can't define my life. I will not be a failure. There's only one way to be a failure, and that is you quit. When you quit, you're done. And my job is, every time I fail, to get back up and point my life at Jesus. And it's not to look backwards and go, look at all the failures. It's to fall down, which we all do, I do, and then point our life back at Jesus.
Don't quit. Comebacks are always possible until you quit. Just don't quit. No one ever quit their way to the top. No one ever quit their way towards great parenting, quit their way towards an awesome marriage, quit their way to financial freedom, quit their way towards an experience with God that's miraculous day by day. With man, this is impossible, and you're right. You think that your comeback is impossible, and it is with you. But with God, all things are possible.
Giving up when we face something that seems to be impossible, that appears to be the rational, reasonable, self-preserving thing to do. But what is impossible with you and me? It's nothing for God. But you've got to follow him. You got to press on and don't give up. The breakthrough might just happen on your very next turn.
I don't know what you're going through this morning, but the sun will come up tomorrow. And that sunrise means there's a new opportunity in store for you. So not only a new identity and a new authority and a new prosperity and intimacy, a new opportunity is on the horizon for you.
God knows where you are. He knows what you need. He cares about you, and He's with you in any situation, in every situation. He's here.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Life's unpredictable, but your lawyer shouldn't be. Trust in our experience. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.